Michael Wood with his portrait of King Penda of Mercia. Well, tomorrow night you can hear Barbara York's account of the fascinating and bafflingly overlooked Anglo-Saxon abbess, Hild of Whitby. That's at 10:45 tomorrow night here on BBC Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. The time now is 11 o'clock. It's time for Late Junction, presented by Fiona Talkington.
That's the improvising duo of Anna Homler and Sylvia Hallett opening Late Junction tonight. And there's more from them later on from their album, which was released earlier on this year, called The Many Moods of Bread and Shed. And so welcome to another week of Late Junction with me, Fiona Talkington. I'm here with you Tuesday to Thursday nights from 11 till 12:30. And welcome to Bat Country is the title of the new album by The Golden Age of Steam. That's the trio of James Allsop, Kit Downs and Tim Giles, with guests Ruth Goller on bass and Alex Bonney on trumpet, on this track called Animal Slices. Thank you. Somewhere in the middle of nowhere stands a dilapidated big top. A small orchestra is besieged by birds of paradise. And inside the tent, an ill-fated clown juggles a selection of salamis, accompanied by a knackered barrel organ and the purring of a cat with a megaphone. No, I haven't gone mad. That's how the Golden Age of Steam described the opening of their new album, Welcome to Bat Country. And you can catch them live at Café Otto in London at the London Jazz Festival at the Jazz on 3 launch. And then on the 17th of November at Bethnal Green Working Men's Club. That's a triple bill with Nostalgia 77 and Andrew Plummer's very excellent World Sanguine Report. And then on the 26th of November at Jazz in the Round at the Cockpit. That's for Jazz on 3. Custódio Castelo is a true master of the Portuguese guitar, and he's got a new album out too. It's not a solo one this time, but he's surrounded by friends and students.
Traz a minha guitarra e venham todos. Thank you.
Custódio Castelo, brilliant performer on the Portuguese guitar, joined on his new album by friends and students. Two tracks there from the new album called Inventus. Now, the BBC piano season continues until the 6th of November, and many thanks to all of you for your comments about the Keith Jarrett pieces I played a couple of weeks ago. So nice to know that you enjoyed a chance to hear part of the Vienna and the Köln concerts. My featured pianist tonight is Brad Meldow, whose trio will be performing at this year's London Jazz Festival. I'm sure including tracks from their new album called Where Do You Start? Larry Grenadier on bass, Jeff Ballard on drums. And from the album, this is the Billy Roberts tune, Hey Joe. Thank you. Caroline Herring and the title track from her album Camilla. The song's about Marion King, a woman from Albany, Georgia, who went to see her friend's daughter in jail in Camilla in the early 60s. And it was there that she was beaten unconscious for singing and standing too close to the jail. 6 months pregnant, she miscarried, but she went on to law school and eventually became an attorney for the city of Atlanta. And Caroline followed the Brad Meldow trio, Larry Grenadier on bass, Jeff Ballard on drums, and that was Hey Joe from their new album, Where Do You Start? And you can find details of the BBC Piano Season on the Radio 3 website. The improvising duo of Sylvia Hallett and Anna Homler met 20 years ago when Sylvia was in a record shop launching her first solo CD, and Anna was over from Los Angeles on her first trip to the UK. They've played lots of concerts and toured since then, and they share a love of playing with everyday objects, violins, accordions and toys. Their duo album is called The Many Moods of Bread and a Shed, which they describe as delighting in atmospheric loops, chants, minor keys and a good tea biscuit.
Thank you. shikaro koi kara paaye aye sambhai jo sang kanko ya kon ka yasam o kanko ka yasam bo Thank you.
extraordinary person. You write the most peculiar kind of tune. I met you floating while I was boating one afternoon. Wasn't it the most amazing meeting? Surrounded by those monsters from the deep, you started telling me a funny story. Glide across the country. I was hungry after traveling so far. You offered me your one and only sandwich. I said, how kind you are. Wasn't it the most amazing feeling? Yes, everything was really as it seemed. You are the most extraordinary person.
Kevin Ayers' tribute to Syd Barrett, following Anna Homler and Sylvia Hallett, and that was from their duo album called The Many Moods of Bread and Shed. One of the most invigorating concerts I've been to this year simply has to be Elephant Nine with Rainer Fisker at the Kongsberg Jazz Festival. Ståle Sturluken, who is unmissable whatever he does, with Nikolai Eilertsen on bass and Torstein Lofthus on drums. Their new album, which is due out at the end of the month, is called Atlantis. Think late and dark, gearing up for hot and sweaty, and listen to the Riddler. Thank you.
Have you ever been hungry in the middle of the night? That happens to me sometimes. And then I go raid the icebox. For example, the other night I did that. We had some leftover Welsh rarebit. I found that and a couple of crackers and a piece of celery and an olive, and I sat down in the middle of the night. I was very, very hungry. Oh, it tasted so good. You have no idea what it means sometimes in the middle of the night when you're hungry like this. And you have a little something to tide you over till breakfast. It's one of my bad habits, actually. I shouldn't be up like this. But I get so hungry. It's silly to say this, but I look at a little olive like this. And it tastes wonderful. This has got a seed in it, but I like them pitted too. And you don't have to worry about the stone. I swear I do this practically every night of the week. Oh, not every night, but pretty near. I keep worrying that I'm gonna get fat. That's silly. That's good celery. I'll finish off this cracker. I wonder if the other end of the celery tastes good. The top end tastes as good as the bottom end. I think I'll eat the leaves. Why not? I made my plate clean. Well, I'll put this in the sink. Maybe I better wash it up. And I just leave there. Now to go back to sleep. I sure can get hungry at night.
Thank you.
blind husband and wife duo from Mali. That's Amadou and Mariam. And they followed a 1950s midnight feast from Word jazz master Ken Nordine. And first of all, there, a track from the new album from the brilliant Elephant Nine, Ståle Sturluck and Nikolai Eilertsen and Torstein Lofthus. And the album Atlantis is the name of it, by the way. The album also featuring guest appearances from the Swedish guitarist Rainer Fiske. About 10 years ago, Arvo Pärt was commissioned to write a piece for organ and chorus for the Bishop of Essen Cathedral. He composed a setting of the Salve Regina, and last year he reworked it for choir and strings, and it appears on a new CD of his music called Adam's Lament. The Latvian Radio Choir and the Sinfonietta Riga are conducted by Tonu Kaljuste.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Arvo Pärt's reworking of a setting of the Salve Regina, originally written 10 years ago for chorus and organ, played there by the Latvian Radio Choir and Sinfonietta Riga, conducted by Tonu Kaljuste. And that comes from a new album of music by Arvo Pärt called Adam's Lament. A hard sea voyage from Boston to the West Indies now, but the music is full of energy and hope. Although I sailed to foreign countries, sadness did not linger in my mind. The singer is Julie Fowlis, with John McCusker playing fiddle and Eamon Dolly on bouzouki.
Sama Boston, the Hosh and Dolid Void, gonna hinge and get a yaw, me at Manuel. Small one in the minge and get a yaw, me at Manuel. Ranging gosh, the Greek half in the vark of a deep of get a yaw, me at Manuel. Small one in the minge and get a yaw, me at Manuel.
birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Still got to be one of the best versions ever. Nina Simone from 1965. And before that, recordings by Jana Vinderen from her album of exquisite music and recordings from the Barents Sea off Greenland and Norway, an album called Energy Field. And first of all, there, Julie Fowlis with John McCusker and Eamon Dooley, and a song of broken hearts and a long sea voyage. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with a lullaby by Arvo Pärt. First of all, though, gentle music by Harold Nonno and Hidekazu Wakayabashi, a piece called Family. And I hope you can join me again for Late Junction at the same time tomorrow night, 11 o'clock. Good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Hope the idea of a comedy of Neapolitan life and love appeals and that you can stay with us for the next 2.5 hours or so. This is Rossini's opera, The Turk in Italy, first performed at La Scala, Milan in 1814. This performance from the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden in April 2010. As for the story, we've got a Turkish prince, Selim, arriving in Naples by boat looking for amorous adventure. At the same time, the respectable Don Geronio is having a problem with his young wife, Fiorilla. She's more interested in flirting with the young men around her and is immediately drawn to the exotic young Turk. Meanwhile, the poet Prosdocimo is trying to find a subject for a new play, and in the name of theatre he decides to stir things up, especially when he discovers the young gypsy girl Zaida was jilted by a prince in Turkey, yes, the very one that's just arrived, and the Turk is already busy replacing Don Narciso as Fiorilla's lover. Soprano Alexander Kurjak is Fiorilla, mezzo Leah Marianne Jones is Zaida, baritone Thomas Allen is Prosdocimo, the poet, bass Ildebrando d'Arcangelo is the Turkish prince Selim, tenor Colin Lee, Don Narciso, and baritone Alessandro Corbelli, Don Geronio, with the Royal Opera House Chorus and Orchestra conducted by Maurizio Benini. So here is the overture and Act One of Rossini's opera, The Turk in Italy, Il Turco in Italia. Thank you.
Questo è troppo sentimento, questo insipido mi par. Non trovo l'argomento, non trovo l'argomento. Questo insipido mi par, questo è troppo sentimento, questo insipido mi par. Questo è troppo sentimento, questo insipido mi par. Questo insipido mi par, questo insipido. Thank you.
Come? Zingari? Erbacco? Soglia? Colazione? Oh, che bella introduzione! Sarebbe da cavar! Oh, che bella introduzione! Produzione vi sarebbe da cavare.